1 minute.
As many as you want.
1 minute.
1 minute, yeah.
Earlier this year, on a Saturday morning, I stood anxiously with a crowd of Weirton natives and former steelworkers on a hillside in Weirton, West Virginia, overlooking Weirton Steel's Basic Oxygen Plant, or BOP. Thousands of people had contributed to the steelmaking process and the huge structure. Now, they were offering their final goodbyes. An implosion crew far down below had already sounded the one-minute warning with an air horn. I held out my microphone in anticipation, not sure what to expect. And then... my dad was there with me. He had worked in the BOP for a year in 1990, and then all over the mill as a firefighter from 1994 to 2004. He was interviewed by a reporter for WTOV9, a local news outlet, and I think his voice captured the mood as we watched a piece of our history collapse into a cloud of dust.
It's sad. It is sad. I mean, so many good guys worked down there. So many families grew out of that mill. It's sad. And then really good men and women worked in there. It's sad for me.
As the crowd slowly walked away, a man asked me what I was recording the implosion for. After I explained, he commented that, "You noticed no one was clapping." I was somewhat of an emotional wreck the rest of the day. I even cried a few times. But a year ago, I probably wouldn't have given it a second thought. It wasn't until after I started this project that I found myself caring about the town. Growing up, I hated Weirton. It was a place where people always reminisced about the past because there wasn't much to look forward to in the present. After my parents divorced, I moved to Weirton with my mom and lived there from 2005 until I graduated from Weir High School in 2014. It wasn't an exciting place to be a kid. There are a lot of cafes around town, but not the kind for coffee. They're gambling joints with video lottery machines. Even the old Dairy Queen had been turned into a video lottery hotspot, which spurred two middle school girls to start a petition to bring back places for kids to go in the city. The most popular place for high schoolers to hang out was the Sheets parking lot. When the time came to go to college, I couldn't have been more happy. I arrived at West Virginia University ready to forget everything before my freshman year of college. And for a long time, I did do just that. I enrolled in journalism classes and found myself happily removed from anything to do with the Ohio Valley. But as I matured, I realized there was a story behind why my childhood home faces so many struggles. The term deindustrialization became an obsession of mine as I studied the structural issues that led to Weirton's blighted state. We are not alone in our struggles. Hundreds of small towns and cities across the U.S. and the world have faced the consequences that come along with a steady decline of manufacturing employment. Businesses close, populations decline, the middle class shrinks, and people are left wondering what happened to their once prosperous community. How do people cope when the economy advances and they're left behind in the rubble? I set out to find an answer to that question.